Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gwynn and Chris Pods, 5-0. Now, after the victory last night, 11 hits. Yeah, clap it up for them. They've double-digit hits.
Whoa,
three of the five games.
That was Chris being excited.
Was that me doing Fran Mil Reyes?
Yeah, that was you being excited about Padre baseball.
Whoa, hey.
There you go.
I think that's a good I think that's how we all feel right about now. That's a good representation of it.
How are you gentlemen today? How's the day going?
I'm happy. Obviously happy they won last night. Again, 5-0. First time in franchise history.
Word.
You know, look, that's, you know, you got to get there at some point. And you do something that 56 previous teams were unable to do. You know, it's saying something. So it's a great start, obviously, to the season. As you know, Tony, I was at the game last night. It was my first game of the year. And I was a little worried because I knew if they lost, I would get most of the blame for that on the show today. So can't blame me. I kept the winning streak going.
You wouldn't have got blamed from me. You might have got
not from you, but yes, from everybody in the chat and everywhere else.
I don't believe in that stuff anymore.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You live your life for that stuff.
Not for, because, you know, now that I'm on this side and I put something on Twitter.
No way.
I put something on Twitter, and then like 30 seconds later, the exact thing I wanted to happen doesn't happen, and everybody jumps on me. I have no control. I wish I had that much power, but I don't.
You would love, anyway, I was happy they won. I don't know. You throw things into a crazy spin. I was thinking last night, Tony, that Gavin Sheets, and it's funny because it happened on the day when, you know, Profar got the suspension. But it's five games in, but at least for five games, Gavin Sheets is my new Jerickson Profar. It seems like every time he comes up, it's a crucial situation. And every time it's a crucial situation, he comes through. And that's kind of what Profar did all of last year. And Sheets has 157 more games to do that. But it's a guy that, I mean, there is no – do you think he would have made the team if he hadn't had that six-game stretch with the home runs? Because he was not trending towards making the team early in spring training, was he?
I mean, no one was trending towards making the team at that point in spring when we're talking about. Everybody is trying to figure it out. I can't say that that would have been the case because, I mean, although – let's say he doesn't hit the home runs, but he gets some hits along the way, shows some ability to kind of get the swing where it's at without the home runs. I think he still had a really good chance to make that team because he can do – he's DHing now, but he can play first. He can play in the outfield. And so he's certainly off to a terrific start. Jerickson's year last year was phenomenal. So – he's got a long way to go in order to fill those shoes. And plus, there was an emotional part that Jerickson also brought to the table that helped his ball club. Nonetheless, Gavin's been terrific. It's nice to see Luis and Jay-Hay get on the board yesterday with a knock. So everybody's got a hit. You know, nobody's lonely anymore.
Yeah.
And now we reset the rotation, and you get another look at Michael King, who, you know, really, if you take all five starts into account, he might have had the worst one out of all of them.
And the second worst might have been Dylan Cease.
It might be. It was definitely. Neither of those two reached five innings. Everybody else did. So,
yeah.
You know, based on what we've heard from especially Michael, there's like a little inside competition between those guys. They're on the clock because the other three went out and gave us, what, 6, 7, and 5. And now it's their turn to try to get themselves a win on the board.
Yeah, for sure. And
for themselves, because let's be honest, all of them have been wins. They just don't want to have one of record.
Right. They don't want to keep giving their wins to Wandy Peralta,
the vulture, right?
Who leads the major league.
He's a fantasy vulture for sure.
Major league leader right now. You know, speaking of the starting pitching, though, Tony, I don't know how much you guys got into it on the broadcast last night being at the game, but you had to feel amazingly great for Kyle Hart. I mean,
for
this
sure.
guy, 19th round pick, 9 years toiling in every. We had him on the other day, went through all the cities he's been in, and then having to go to Korea kind of as a one last ditch effort, you know, to see if maybe he can find something to get himself back to the big leagues and to get his first major league win. You know, pretty special night for this guy. I think it was lost a little bit in the celebration of Gavin Sheets and everything else, but wasn't lost on me how much that victory must have meant to Kyle Hart. So it was great.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was lost on anybody, especially those who've listened to him on our show.
Yeah.
I mean, the humility that he displayed just in talking about his journey.
Mm-hmm.
It was very easy to root for Kyle once he finished that conversation with us. And I tell you what, the two starts he had in spring, he seemed to be nibbling a little bit. And for those who don't know what that is, it's like a pitcher that doesn't really, they know they don't want to be on the middle of the plate, so they're like just kind of nibbling on the edges there, just off, just, and that can get a pitcher into trouble. He was on the attack last night,
yeah.
And he made two mistakes, but he was on the attack. And I think that led to his confidence growing. And led to a good start from him, man. I was happy to see him go out and perform well. Remember, he hadn't pitched in a major league stadium with actual people in it,
right?
Because there were cardboard cutouts last time he made a start at the big league level.
Isn't that something? Yeah, this was a great night for Kyle Hart, and I couldn't feel better for him. He gave up the shot to old Ramirez there in the second batter of the game, and yeah, I might have knocked him off his, you know, game a little bit, but as you said, Tony, he kept on attacking after that, and that was a good sign. He didn't back down, he didn't back off, and then the Padres gave him a little cushion with that 4-run second inning, but the, you know, it came down to one batter for him. If you go to the top of the fifth inning, and he was one out away from qualifying for the win. And Stephen Kwan came up with a man on base when two outs. To me, he had to get Stephen Kwan out. And because if he didn't, Ramirez was coming up next. I don't think Mike Schilt would have let him face Ramirez a third time, considering Ramirez had already homered and doubled off him.
Yeah.
And he got Kwan to hit a little pop up out there, and thank goodness Fernando's really fast and came sliding in to make the catch. And that was the out he needed, you know, to qualify for the win. So it was just a good thing all the way around. And the bullpen is ridiculous. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Tony, but the Padres, through five games anyway, are the only team in baseball that has yet to give up a run after the sixth inning. So
yeah,
they continue to, you know, just shut you down. Yuki Matsui had his disappearing sinker working last night. My goodness. And
Yugi's pitching like a man with confidence on that bump right now.
Which is nice to see, because we know he's got the stuff. Don't forget, when they first got Yuki Matsui, it was kind of between him and Suarez to see who was going to be the closer last year. And, you know, Suarez ended up being that, and Yuki ended up in a different role. But he's got good stuff, and a little confidence goes a long way. But I think that's 19 straight scoreless innings for the bullpen. It's hard to beat, Tony. Hard to beat.
They've been phenomenal. I think that's just, You can't ask for a better start than what they've given you.
And for anybody that's worried about Luis Arraez, which I'm not, and you're not, but anybody who's, you know, he got his base hit, but how many other balls did he hit on the button? Maybe three or four more last night?
Yeah. Three balls on the button.
Absolutely. So that's no problem. I did love that after he got his hit, and then he ended up getting thrown out going for two. And by the way, we talked about this yesterday. Both Arraez and Sheets got thrown out trying to stretch singles into doubles. Not bad base running, not dumb base running.
I think about you all the time.
I know
now.
You do. But neither of them
were. I was like, Chris is so mad right now.
I wasn't, because those were great opportunities, and the guys had to make perfect throws to get them out, and they
and
give
they
them
did.
Credit. They threw them out. That's the kind of aggressiveness I think the Padres got to stay with. But at the end of that inning, when Arraez came, don't know if you caught it, Tony, Machado had been on base or somewhere, and he came off toward Arraez and just out on the first base foul line, just gave him a big old laughing hug, which was like, you finally got a hit, you know?
You scrub, you finally got one.
But that's, you know, those are the things that Manny doesn't get credit for. To me, that's leadership. To me, that signals, you know, how this team is together and pulling for each other. And Manny wasn't going to make a big deal out of it, but he wanted to kind of laughingly, you know, welcome Arraez to the hitting club, knowing that Arraez is going to probably get 200 more of those by the time the season's over. So,
you know, what's funny is I don't know that Manny was comfortable being like that at the beginning. I think he's grown into gestures like that that I don't know that you got in the early stages, and now, you know, some seasoning, and all of a sudden that's the type of thing he does. And you're right, it's such a small thing that I didn't catch it. I'm sure many people didn't catch it, but, you know, that's how tight that club is down there.
I think so, and we're going to talk about it more in the Big Five, because I looked ahead and I saw Scraby's question, so I don't want to...
Whoa, you looked ahead?
First time ever.
Wow.
There's a first time for everything.
First time ever.
And, that's
and
amazing.
He's going to ask us about the play that Manny made to get the interference call.
Yes. Yeah. Guardians broadcasters were very upset.
Well, I don't care what they were.
I would be upset, too, if I was on the opposite side.
Yeah, I don't care what they were. But you know it, I know it, Tony. That was an IQ play off the charts by Manny to get that double play. And that was a huge part of the game, because they had two on and nobody out, and now he ends the inning, basically. And that's the kind of thing they're doing right now. They're getting double plays that... What did they have, a 5-2-4 double play or something the other day?
It was a 4-5-6 double play. Right.
Yeah, yes. 4-5-6.
I think they had one of those.
And then there was a one in there somewhere. In
they've
one
had
of
some
them.
Crazy ones, but it's going
the one where
way.
Arraez. Wait, never mind. I'm gonna stop
3-5-6. It was. I can't remember. Yeah. There was a couple oddballs there.
Well, they're getting it done right now. They're playing the defense. I mean, Fernando's catch. Merrill is getting in there making plays. Manny at third base is just. I mean, he's the best in the game. They can never give him another Gold Glove. They'll never be able to change my mind that he's the best to do it down there. And
I don't know. I just want to put this out now. Manny looks terrific, even with the little calf. What do you want to call
strength.
It? Tightness.
Yeah,
tightness, right. And he's moving better. Off like around the bases and in the field. So I wouldn't count that out, Chris. I really wouldn't.
I'm never going to count it out. I think he should get the Gold Glove every year, but nobody's listened to me ever since he's been in a Padre uniform. But yeah, it was great last night. Every game is great right now. Let's keep it going. I mean, I think the world record is 13 for opening a season. Why not shoot for it?
The world record.
The world record.
We're working on the world record right now.
That's right.
Scraby, just so you know, it's not me.
I know, it's your internet. The Petco internet is not great.
Oh, he's freezing, is he not?
He's gone now.
Oh, he's gone totally now.
I'm trying to load back up, but it's not happening. So.
Okay, well, at least we're at the end of the segment.
Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Just getting rolling today.
two.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seconds. He's got to put it up.
It was a San Diego State miracle, and I can never hear that enough. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 2:18 is the time. It is not only April Fool's Day, just a reminder to anybody out there who might get, somebody might try to punk you a little bit later, be on the alert, but it is also the two-year anniversary of that play, Lamont Butler sending the Aztecs to the national championship game, something that I think we and Mark Ziegler all agreed in our conversation last week, in the current landscape of college basketball with the NIL and the way things are going, that may never come about again, Tony.
Nope. I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to stay.
You're going to stay and stay and think we can do it again.
We can do it.
All right.
Let's keep thinking that.
Well, if anybody can pull it off under these circumstances, it's Brian Dutcher. I know he added a transfer in the portal last night or today. And so he's working on building another roster up. I don't want to give this too much credence, but it's, you know, hey. So let's just say it's hearsay at this point. But I saw somebody tweeted out that they are hearing that small chance, but that Magoon Gwath might even be keeping San Diego State in his thoughts as a way of coming back and returning.
I know. Where did we hear that from?
Well, I'm digging, Tony, and that's why I'm not giving it the most credence I've ever given.
Who's
something.
Who's your source?
My source is some guy who has a source. So that's
okay.
Where I'm...
Wow.
You know,
okay. So we can believe none of this.
I didn't say you should believe it. I'm saying that there's a you know, it's been mentioned somewhere anyway that maybe Magoon Gwath, you know, thinks about coming back to San Diego State. Although the rest of the tweet mentioned that he's meeting with, I think, Kentucky today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I know Nick Boyd is meeting with North Carolina today or yesterday. So those guys are out and about, and they're trying to get
who's meeting with North Carolina?
Nick Boyd. Nick Boyd, North Carolina. So that doesn't mean he's going there, right? It just means he's got to, at least they're interested enough to meet with him. I don't know how. Did they not watch the game that he played against them in the NCAA tournament?
I don't know
how North Carolina could have been too excited by that. None of the Aztecs played any good in that game.
Pretty much the only good thing about that game.
All right. If you want to say. I don't recall anything too good about that game.
I think that was the case.
All right. Padres game.
I love when Chris goes, all right.
Well, I give in sometimes. What do you want me? I make an argument.
This is my favorite because I know that means
I'm willing to lose an argument. Yes. I'm willing to lose an argument. Padres and Guardians again tonight. Game 6 of what has so far been a perfect season, Michael King. And who's going for the Logan Allen for the guards tonight, a left-hander, although not the same Logan Allen that was once in the Padres system.
No, different
Logan Allen entirely. Yeah. So you don't have that. And by the way, you people last night were asleep at the switch, the 45,000 at Petco Park. Where was the standing ovation for returning Austin Hedges last night?
He's been gone for so long, Chris, that he's not even a Padre anymore.
Nobody even recognized that Austin was up until he deposited one into the Western Metal Building.
Of course, he hit a home run.
Of
like
course,
that
he would, yes.
Against the former team.
Of course.
I know we're going to talk about torpedo bats like for the next 6 months, but Bartolo Colon tweeted out,
funny,
that he wishes he goes, how many home runs would I have hit with a torpedo bat?
Yeah,
which I do think is really funny.
Bartolo Colon was always recognized as one of the worst hitting pitchers ever until he actually did hit a home run.
Yeah,
here.
Was
yeah,
it? Yeah, it was, right.
Yeah, at Petco. Yeah,
so,
and it was deep.
And that was proof positive that I guess anybody can hit one. So, anyway.
Can anyone hit one? Honestly, I'm asking.
Anybody?
Any Major League Baseball player can.
Any Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm not talking about me. No, there's no way I'm hitting a home run.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You think every Major League Baseball player has
I would say
one
every,
in them?
Yeah. I would say every Major League ball player has one in him.
All right.
Except for Rafael Devers.
For now.
For prior. I mean, there's stories coming out now. There's scientists getting involved, and you know they're trying to figure out what in the world has happened to Rafael Devers. Maybe Scraby's right. He brought this up last night, Tony, after you went. Maybe Devers just hasn't figured out how to be a DH yet.
Oh, I'm sure that has.
It's a different. It's a different animal entirely. Is it not?
I don't know anybody who's ever DH'd and said, "Oh yeah, this is just like playing in the field." It's never been said before,
right? It's a totally different deal.
Some people have the right, are wired the right way for it to not be an issue, but most, especially if you grew up playing a position, it's really hard to get to this point and just be like, all right, I'm just hitting. I'm not doing anything else.
Right.
You drive yourself crazy, man. For some people, like I was already a below average hitter at the big league level. I would have been like in the 100s if I was just a DH.
100s. Wow.
You drive yourself nuts thinking about all the things that you could have done better.
Right. You've got to kill like an hour and a half sometimes between at bats.
You don't even exactly. And don't let the other team have a long period of time where they're hitting, because now you're just in there drowning in your own thoughts more. So I'm certainly not. I'm very I don't know if sensitive is the right word. I'm very cautious in how I talk about Devers, because that's not a place anybody wants to be in, man. I don't care if you're a 10-time All-Star. You go, 0 for whatever or 1 for whatever with that many punchies, you're in your dome. I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
you're domed up.
He's a mess at the moment.
You're
for
like,
sure.
Please, I bet you every at-bat he feels like he's 0-2, and all you're thinking about, man, just don't strike out. Just don't strike out. Just don't strike out.
Strike three!
Exactly. Oh, man, I shouldn't have been thinking about striking out.
Yeah, too late.
Exactly.
Yeah, left turn. Go to the dugout. I'll admit this. Why not? I mean, last Wednesday in our Wednesday night softball game, last at-bat of the game. What are you going to owe for? You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I think I know. I think I know.
Oh, you think you know?
Yes.
My last at bat in the game last Wednesday, Tony, swing and a miss, followed by swing and a miss. Yes, I struck out, and it was my. Was that what you were expecting, Scraby?
Yep. All right. Someone has video of it.
Somebody has video of it?
Yes.
Wow.
Are you people like get a life out there? What?
Wow. Chris, even with. Hold on. I got to get this on the screen.
I was thinking.
I forgot that this was sent to me.
I was thinking I'd get away with this just with a quick story. Now I'm in. Now it's going to be on the screen.
Video evidence.
Well, maybe I can see why I missed the darn ball. Let me see the video.
I don't think you want to see the video.
Probably not, but my point of, the reason I brought this up is because I was thinking of Rafael Devers when you just said that, Tony. I've been thinking about this for a whole week because I don't get another at bat till tomorrow night. So,
right.
You know, it's been driving me crazy for a week, and I will tell you when I step up tomorrow night, I'm going to be like, just please let me hit the ball. I can't do this again.
That's a good thing about pro ball and like liking to compete. You get to do it the next day, so you don't have to sit on it too long.
Oh, my goodness. Chris, I think this is kind of messed up, to be honest. It's called Bush League Softball is the account on Instagram.
Okay.
And it just puts striking out and slow pitch, LMAO, is what the title is. And I have to do some stuff. Okay. There's going to be no sound. So for anyone who needs or who wants to see this, go to the video later and go to like 30 minutes in. But can you guys see it?
Oh, wait, so I'm part of a larger...
I guess so. They're even filming it and fast-forwarding it.
I did throw my bat. No more times.
Strike two.
Look at my
step. I want to see him throw the bat. I missed it the first time.
I'm stepping into the dugout. That's pathetic.
He just throws it.
Yes.
One more time.
Well, watch where I step. I deserve to.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
That is called in the bucket.
Yes, I know.
Stepping in the bucket.
Oh, I'm
right
aware
there.
What it's called, Tony. I am aware what that's called. That's impressively bad.
Oh, I'm so happy you brought that up. I forgot to check that text message last night. Oh, that's great.
There is no way the show is going to go anywhere but uphill from there. So. Yeah, that was. I can't. Who videos that? Is it a person?
Looked like a stationary video camera. I don't know who would video something like that and put you up on. Let me see how many followers this account has that it got tweeted out or Instagrammed from.
Well, now that you've put it up, everyone's gonna.
I haven't put up anything. I just put it up on the stream.
That is so funny that somebody had that. Not really, but
Bush League Softball. There we go.
Bush League Softball.
All right, so it doesn't have too many followers, but. I think you're okay. I think it's going to stay hidden.
I'm kind of glad it happened because I'm going to be ultra uber focused now tomorrow. Like, even
lock in, Chris.
I don't care if I hit a squibber back to the mound. Just something. I can't do that again.
It's great. Did you guys see that they are following you guys' idea of first downs now? You guys see this is happening?
No. What happened?
Did this just drop on my phone? It says 3 hours ago.
Oh,
according to ESPN NFL, the method of measuring first downs in the NFL will switch from chain gangs to camera-based technology.
Oh, yeah, we knew that.
I've seen that, yeah.
It's not going to actually measure. It's just going to, like...
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
The chain gang.
I was thinking measurement.
Yeah, the chain gang is going to stay as like a backup, but they're going to determine first downs through like this technology. So those 90-year-old men are still going to have a job.
Thankfully, that is. There's some other NFL stuff we can get into a little later. The tush push has been, the discussion has been tabled. So
yeah,
I assume the tush push will stay at least for another year.
It has been tabled. You're right.
All right.
Sergeant Cowbell said, I literally just had to pull over and hop on YouTube to see this awesomeness. Thank you, Sergeant Cowbell. I think we just found another commercial break video. I put myself panicking with Dylan Cease.
Well, as Chris would say, well.
That's all I got. It happened. What can I tell you? It happened.
I appreciate you for bringing it up.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, hopefully the rest of the show will not be a strikeout. We'll come back. I think we got a fantabulous sports game show.
We do.
Coming up here. It's Tuesday, so time for a little of that. And we'll see who puts their foot in the bucket during that contest, which is next. I'm Gwynn and Chris.
236, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. Chris's fantabulous sports game show coming your way. Should be another beatdown. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm not
Maybe
biting.
The category will lend itself otherwise. Chris?
Looking for a little something different and crazy today. We're going way off the board here, guys. And for all of you out there, we normally, of course, do a sports category, but not all the time.
I like it.
Every now and again, we do something completely out of, like I said, we go, you know, totally off the beaten path here. And I believe I believe I've come up with something that is totally off the beaten path. Now, this is the information that I'm about to get into. Comes from the World Population Review.
Oh, no.
And it has to do with average temperatures in the year 2024. And this is the average temperature, hot, maximum per day, minimum per day. Anyway, putting it all together, they rank the states in the United States from warmest to coldest states.
Huh.
It is going to be your job today to find the 25 states whose average temperature is under 55 degrees.
Wow.
You're looking
states.
You're looking for the 25 states that are the coldest in the United States. Just for a little bit of reference, California is not as high in this list as I thought they were. California's at 60.5 degrees, ranking about 12th overall. Florida is the warmest at 73 degrees.
And we're looking for what number?
But you're looking for everything under 55.
Ooh.
California's at 60. So California's at 60. You're looking for anything under 55. And like I said, that is my source. So if anybody's wondering how I came up with these numbers, that's how.
Okay.
Scrape, you normally lose. And I'm not going to be nice to you in any way today after you, you know, unearthed that video of me striking out in softball. So you're going to get no breaks from me today at all. You're going to need a strong performance here.
Okay.
To save much shame.
I don't know where this came from.
What do you mean you don't know where it came from? You just unearthed the video of me striking out, and you played it three times.
Which I was sent by someone, and you brought it up.
But you
played it. You
three
played
times.
Like, you played it multiple times.
Yeah,
like,
let's take another look at. Ooh, let's take on.
Oh, you want to take another look? Let me get back on here.
See?
It would be producer crime if I did not play that after being made aware of it.
You played that as much as Kendrick played Not Like Us at his pop-up show. You just playing it over and over and over again.
I don't know what gaslighting is, but it seems like you did something kind of like it. All right, here we go. Scraby, you're the
first. It's not with
gas. It's not? Okay. All right. Scraby, you're first up. Okay, I'm not going to let you go first. I'm going to give Tony first, since there's one obvious answer that I know.
Okay.
Coldest state in the union. Tony, you're looking for the bottom.
Wait, do I need to hit the open?
Oh, right. Yeah, here we go. Sorry.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you need 13 correct answers to win, or three strikes and you'll be out. Tony's gonna go first. Coldest states in the United States.
Tony,
you're first.
Let's start with Montana.
Oh, you're starting with Montana. That is correct.
Montana.
Montana is the fourth coldest state in the U.S., 44.5 degrees average temperature. All right, Scraby, that leaves a really obvious one for you. I gave Tony first, but he didn't take it. So you can.
I don't know that these are that obvious to any of us, possibly, all right. Chris.
Well, I think one is obvious.
Alaska.
Alaska, I think. I thought Alaska was pretty obvious. 27.8 degrees average temperature in Alaska. 16 degrees colder than any other state. All right, 1-1. Looking for the states in the United States with an average temperature of under 55 degrees. Tony's up.
Washington, the state.
State of Washington is on the list at 48.4 degrees.
Wow.
It's right there in the middle, kind of, about, I'm going to say 12th, 13th. So Tony takes a 2-1 lead. Scraby, give me a cold state.
Maine.
Maine, that's fifth coldest at 45.0. Correct, Scraby.
I've been there before.
You yelled that right out. Maine!
I loved Maine. Maine was great.
I like Maine also. I was there on my trip last year.
Enjoyed. Oh, okay.
Portland, Maine, I was
there. Oh, yeah, that three-week trip around the world that you took.
That's right. I stopped in Maine. All right,
One
Tony.
Of the stops, Maine.
One of the stops was Maine. Tony, you're up 2-2.
How about Idaho?
Idaho's pretty cold. Cold enough at 45.5, seventh coldest in the U.S. That is right. You guys are doing okay so far. 3-2 for Tony. We're looking for cold states today in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby, is that you with your pen going?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I'm nervous.
Making a crazy noise. Who do you have here, Scrabe?
Well, it's my favorite state to say. Minnesota!
Minnesota!
Yeah, that was kind of obvious. Same as Idaho. Minnesota, 45.5 degrees.
That's surprising.
They're tied for sixth with Idaho, sixth and seventh. So 3-3. You guys still have the second and third coldest states out there. But everything else is still available. 19 correct answers are left, Tony.
How about North Dakota?
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
You found it. Number two, coldest, second coldest state, 43.7 there in North Dakota. Scrape. You're down 4-3, but no strikes yet.
I'll take the lesser-known Dakota. The South Dakota. I think it's the more known Dakota.
Yeah, I would think it's more known. 48.3 degrees, that is correct. 8, 9, 10, 11. They're 12th coldest. Just ahead of Washington, which is 13th. So you guys are getting the really cold ones out of the way first. Although the third coldest is still remaining on the board.
Hmm.
Tony, you are up in a 4-4 tie with no strikes yet.
How about Oregon?
Oregon. Believe it or not, Oregon's cold enough to make the list. 49.1 degrees. That would be...
barely under that.
16th. No, you're going under 55.
Yeah.
Oh, 55. Okay,
and I will say there are 3, 6, 9 states are between 50 and 55. Ooh. You haven't named any of those yet. So you guys are making it... You know, you're leaving the tougher ones for the end. Tony's 5. Scraby's 4. Scraby's turn.
Never been here, but I knew someone from here and said it's very cold. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's cold. I have not been to New Hampshire either. It's on my list of, I think, 7 or 8 states I've not yet stepped foot in. New Hampshire's correct. 47 degrees, and it is 9th coldest. Very good. Tied at 5. Still 15 correct answers. You guys have not gotten any of the tougher ones yet. Still number 3 is available. Tony.
How about Vermont?
Vermont's cold, and it's right next to New Hampshire, so that was good. 46.3 if you're in Vermont. Just a tad colder than New Hampshire. Tony goes up 6-5. Scraby, looking for the tie again with no strikes yet.
How about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure that's going to be in there. Just below, just a little warmer than New Hampshire, 47.6. Guys are doing well. Really, really well. 6-6, 13 left. It's going to get a lot tougher, though. You guys still haven't hit any of the ones between 50 and 55. Everything you've said so far is below 50 degrees in average temperature. Tony, you're up.
We're going to move to Wisconsin's neighbor. How about a little Illinois?
Oh. How about a little Illinois? Little Illinois didn't make it, believe
what?
It or not. Average temperature in Illinois, 55.5. So it's a half degree over the mark, Tony.
Oh, man.
So that's
I thought he had that one for sure.
Yeah, Illinois. I don't know where in Illinois it's warmer, but apparently, according to this anyway, 55.5. Illinois just missed the cut. Boom, so we have our first strike on the board, 6-6. Now, Scraby, you can get your first lead of the day here.
A state that I've been to, a state that has beautiful scenery, Wyoming.
That's number 3. Wyoming, 44.3. I can definitely second that.
Laramie is like the
notion, having been there every year to Laramie. It's cold there. Third coldest, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming are 1, 2, 3 and cold. Tony's up. You guys have named all of the top 10 coldest now. Everything left is between 47 and 55 degrees, if that helps you. Not Tony, down with a strike. So a little pressure on
you. What did you just say, Scraby?
Wyoming.
He said Wyoming. So, yeah, that finishes out the top 10.
All right, then let's go, Iowa.
Ah,
Iowa.
That's a great one.
Is it?
Has to be on there.
51.5. Iowa just snuck in there. That's the first one in the 50s that you guys have named. There's still 8 more between 50 and 55. Tony needed that one, though. 7-7.
I did that bad.
Scraby, you do not have a strike. Can you keep it going here?
I'm going
to
bank on the part of the state that's not attached to the paw is cold. Michigan.
Michigan is a winner. Very good. The Upper Peninsula you're referring to.
The paw, the one that's not attached to the paw.
The paw is the main.
Have you ever looked at it?
It
looks like a mitten.
I know it does. And you're referring to the UP, they call it, the Upper Peninsula, which is way up there.
Never been to Michigan.
Michigan's 48.9 degrees. So Scraby's ahead 8-7. 10 correct answers left, guys. You guys are doing okay.
How about Utah?
Utah, Salt Lake City and company. Yep, Park it's City. Cold there, 51.2. That is correct. Tony hits it, 8-8. The only difference is Tony's got a strike. So Scraby's turn. He's got
a chance here. Get your first strike here, man. Don't be afraid.
You know, there's a state that I want to say, but it is kind of crazy, the weather patterns. So I'm going to leave that one for a little bit.
All right. Okay, you do that.
Whatever you're talking about, that's fine.
I'm going to go Nueva York.
Nueva York.
New York for Chris.
It does get cold there in New York. 49 degrees average temperature in New York is right. Scraby, of course, you've got Syracuse and all those upper...
Albany, Rochester.
Yes, way up there. Buffalo is in New York.
Buffalo. How did I forget that?
Yeah, good job. All right, so Scraby takes the lead again. 9-8. 8 correct answers left. Tony.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Oh, that's I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, not as cold as New York though, but it's a winner, 52.2. Kind of just sneaking in under the wire is Connecticut. That's right. 9-9, 7 answers left. Scraby, can you get 4 more? You win the game. It's starting to get tighter now though.
Sure is. Sure.
Trying to see what's still left here. There's this guy.
Tony's basically taking the entire West Coast.
There are
okay.
Yeah, this is Scraby. You
what
ready?
What about Ohio?
You ready to come up with an answer, Scraby?
Ohio.
Too hot.
I know. I was thinking that because it's next to Illinois, but I live
Too
there.
Hot.
It snowed.
Is that what you want, Ohio?
Yeah.
54.9.
Oh,
it's the last one on there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the coldest.
I never get those right.
Or that's the warmest cold state you could have got. So you nailed it. Scraby goes up 10-9. Tony, pressure shifts back to you with one strike.
How about a little Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Frigid old Pennsylvania.
Frigid old Pennsylvania.
Home of Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg. And cold enough at 52.1 to make the list.
Pennsylvania, baby!
10-10 has got 5 states left.
Come on, Scraby.
Wait,
Scraby
does not have a strike.
It's time.
But the state hasn't been said yet because my phone was covering it up. Massachusetts?
It has not been said. Doesn't mean it's correct, but it is. 51.2. Scraby hits a bell.
Massachusetts.
11-10. What do you mean your phone was covering it up?
I have my phone sitting on top of the thing, and I wrote it down earlier, so I wasn't looking at it.
I see. You wrote, okay. 11-10. I mean, sounded like he's got the correct answers over there, doesn't it, Tony?
I'm good at geography, so.
I see.
Certainly looks like he's
very
got
good
the
at
answers
geography.
Down there.
Scraby's got a 6-5 lead. He's 2 away. Or not 6-5. I'm sorry. 11-10. Yeah, I know. 11-10. Well, I don't know what I was thinking there. Hey, look, I struck out in softball. What do you expect from me?
This is true.
Tony, you're up.
Oh, man, this is hard.
There are 4 left. You need one to keep the heat on. Which
How
is an interesting
this
pun
is
based
sandwiched
on.
Sandwich between one that was considered too warm and one that's considered too hot or too cold. How about Indiana?
Oh. Indiana! No, Tony.
Oh!
It's a strike. 55.2. Indiana just over by 2/10. Well, Scraby.
I got to say, if I was on the other side of that, I would be infuriated at 55.2.
Well. There's either.
Well, the rule is 55, so I don't know why
right.
I would be.
Okay. All right, I got one.
You think you got one here? If you get this, man, you are in a really commanding position.
Oh, some of the.
Wait a second. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead. This would make it 12-10 if you get it. Yes.
All right. Some of the coldest spots in the country are in the plains. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah. Lincoln. That's all I got on Nebraska.
Scraby's doing okay. That's correct.
Wow!
52 degrees. Well, it is now going to take an all-time collapse, which is always possible. There are only three left. Tony, you got to get them all, which means you got to get three, and Scraby's got to miss two. So, time to get to work,
this
Tony.
This is ridiculous. Colorado.
Colorado, no. Yes. You guys, that was the easily the coldest one that you hadn't said yet. Colorado. So, that is correct. There are only two left, and other than Ohio, they are the two warmest states left on this countdown.
All right.
Scraby, for the win.
One of the most forgotten places in the United States
is
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Another stop on my world tour last year. And it is correct.
Yes! Sorry, that was a lot. Does that mean I win?
Game is over. Yes,
game is over!
That was a stupid game.
I didn't think you'd like it since you didn't win it.
Those are my shoes on the glass.
Sound like you're playing basketball over there. Sounds like shoes squeaking on the floor.
Lack of rhythm is what that's called.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. I've told you many times before, I am not made for dancing.
Lack of rhythm.
I'm just mad because you won.
Yeah, Scraby gets a rare win. The only state you guys did not name in the coldest 25 was Nevada, which is 24th.
Wow.
Just ahead of Ohio.
I almost said Delaware on that last one.
Evidently, it's quite a bit warmer in Delaware. I don't know why. At the other side of it, Florida's number one, Louisiana, Texas. Hawaii's only fourth, which I was a little surprised by. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. California's 14th. I thought we would definitely be on there, much higher. But
it doesn't really get hot here. It only is nice here all the time.
Right. It doesn't get to the hot numbers in the Arizona's a little lower than I expected as well. There,
people
nine.
Are saying I'm cheating on the chat.
Okay,
look like you were cheating
because I won.
How else to explain a victory?
Look at this chicken scratch. This is the mind of a crazy person writing things down.
I don't know. I think it was a little blind
the
squirrel.
The fix was in.
I think it was a blind squirrel acorn type of situation, frankly.
No, it probably was.
Yeah.
There's someone who did not like our game on the chat.
No, they didn't care for that category.
They would rather talk about California teams all having good starts to the season.
Well, we'll talk about that next. How's that?
He's still going.
Tony.
Oh, it's me. Oh, yeah. Let's get to break. 3 o'clock hour on the way. A little Daily Gambit coming your way. Mark Witt and Chris.